on St. John's University Week. You're not at your best when you face anxiety before an important test. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Liz Chase, Assistant Professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at St. John's University, looks at teacher candidates and their rigorous clinical practice programs.
Leading researchers in the field of teacher preparation have cited extended clinical practice as a successful method for enriching teacher preparation. While there are excellent scholarly resources that illustrate successful clinical practice programs, it is more difficult to find work that focuses on the entanglements that teacher educators may encounter in trying to establish engaged and rigorous clinical practice. In my research, I present two complications that emerged in a 3-year research study on extended clinical practice for pre-service teacher candidates. First, data from this study revealed that teacher candidates were approaching their own certification exam, known as the EdTPA, from a stance of anxiety. In response to questions about how they felt about the EdTPA, teacher candidates shared statements such as, "It's terrible, but I have to do it," and, "I want to learn not to let it bother me, knowing my future depends on that video." A majority of participants shared negative feelings, including fear, anticipation, and a general sense of unknowing surrounding this assessment. This created a situation in which teacher candidates performed to the test rather than tested its boundaries. Second, the challenge of being deeply embedded in a school emerged as teacher candidates shared their concerns about school politics and about getting the most out of their experience. Participants felt that it was their responsibility to assimilate fully into the school culture because they were there for an entire year. This was challenging for many teacher candidates as they navigated the personalities and preferences of various stakeholders. Outside of these entanglements, my research echoes other positive findings on extended clinical practice, such as increased teacher retention and greater cohesion between university and field. However, these entanglements point to a need for further investigation into the concerns and issues that teacher candidates and teacher educators raise when working in an extended clinical practice program.
That was Liz Chase of St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.